यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद श्रीवाइन ग्रेस अवय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम महापुराणम की जय जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to a single devotee, all glories to a single devotee, all glories to a single devotee, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णभृष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So we welcome you all. Today we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 13, text number 5th and 6th. So we will recite 5th, which is on the board. Kindly repeat after me. Tat tat sattvikam evesham yad yad vriddha prachakshate निंदन्ति तामसं तत्त राजसं तद् उपेक्षितं तत्तत् सात्विकं मेवेषां यद् यद् वृद्धा प्रचक्षते निंदन्ति तामसं तत्त राजसं तदुपेक्षितं तत्तत् सात्विकं मेवेषां यद् यद् वृद्धा प्रचक्षते निन्दन्ति तामसं तत्तत् राजसं तदुपेक्षितं तत्तत् सात्विकं मेवेषां यद्यद् वृद्धा प्रचक्षते निन्दन्ति तामसं तत्तत् राजसं तदुपेक्षितम् तत्तत् सात्विकं मेवेषां प्रचक्षते निन्दन्ति तामसं तत्तत् राजसं तदुपेक्षितम् वृद्धा प्रचक्षते निन्दन्ति राम संतत राज संतत उपेक्षते. माताजीस वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी. तत्त दोज थिंग्स सात्विकम इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस एव इंडीड एशाम अमंग द टेन आइटम्स यत यत व्हाट एवर वृद्धा द सेजेस ऑफ द पास्ट सच एज व्यासदेव who are expert in Vedic knowledge. Prachakshate, they praise. Nindanti, they scorn. Tamasam, in the mode of ignorance. Tat tat, those things. Rajasam, in the mode of passion. Tat, by the sages. Upekshitam, left alone, neither praised nor criticized. Translation of this verse, and this verse does not have a purport, so we will also read next sixth verse by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Among the ten items I have just mentioned, the great sages who understand Vedic knowledge have praised and recommended those that are in the mode of goodness, criticized and rejected those in the mode of ignorance, and shown indifference to those in mode of passion. Text number 6. Sattvikaneva seveta tu man sattva vivruddhaye tato dharmas tato jnanam yavat smriti rapohanam. Translation: until one revives one's direct knowledge of the spirit soul and drives away the illusory identification with the material body and mind caused by the three modes of nature, one must cultivate those things in the mode of goodness. By increasing the mode of goodness, one automatically can understand and practice religious principles, and by such practice, transcendental knowledge is awakened. Purport: one who desires to cultivate the mode of goodness must consider following points. One should study religious scriptures that teach detachment from material speculation and material sense gratification, not scriptures that provide rituals and mantras to increase material ignorance. Such materialistic scriptures do not give attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus are basically atheistic. One should accept pure water for quenching thirst and cleaning the body. There is no need for a devotee to use colognes, perfume, whiskey, beer, etc., which are all polluted manifestation of water. One should associate with persons who are cultivating detachment from the material world and not with those who are materially attached or sinful in their behavior. One should live in a solitary place where devotional service is practiced and discussed among Vaishnavas. One should not be spontaneously attracted to busy highways, shopping centers, sports stadiums and so on. Concerning time, one should rise by 4 o'clock in the morning and utilize the auspicious Brahma Muhurta to advance in Krishna consciousness. Similarly, one should avoid the sinful influence of hours such as midnight, when ghosts and demons are encouraged to become active. Concerning work, one should execute one's prescribed duties, follow the regulative principles of spiritual life and utilize all of one's energy for pious purposes. Time should not be wasted in frivolous or materialistic activities, of which there are now literally millions in modern society. One should cultivate birth in the mode of goodness by accepting the second birth of initiation from a bona fide spiritual master and learning to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. One should not accept initiation or so-called spiritual birth in unauthorized mystical or religious cults in the modern passion, in the modes of passion and ignorance. One should meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the enjoyer of all sacrifices. And similarly, one should meditate on the lives of great devotees and saintly persons. One should not meditate on lusty women and envious men. Concerning mantras, one should follow the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and not other songs, verses, poetry or mantras that glorify the kingdom of illusion. Purificatory rituals should be performed to purify the spirit soul and not to bring down material blessings on one's material household. One who increases the mode of goodness will certainly become fixed in religious principles, and automatically knowledge will arise. As knowledge increases, one is able to understand the eternal spirit soul, the supreme soul, Lord Krishna. Thus, the soul becomes free from the artificial imposition of the gross and subtle material bodies caused by the modes of material nature. Spiritual knowledge burns to ashes the material designations that covers the living entity, and one's real eternal life begins. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can attempt to speak on this exalted scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday we celebrated this Bhadra Purnima, and Srimad Bhagavatam talks about that. Whoever offers this Srimad Bhagavatam to anyone on this auspicious day, he goes back home, back to Godhead. So just before beginning, I would like to glorify a few verses which explain about the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we will discuss on this today's topic on modes of material nature. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning of this conversation between Sudh Goswami and Shaunakadi Rishis, there Sudh Goswami explains what is this Bhagavatam is all about. Krishna Sadama Upagate Dharma Jnana Adibhi Sah Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Adunodita. That Lord Krishna has gone back to his own abode, spiritual world, Golok Dham. So when he went back to the Golok Vrindavan, he went along with the Dharma, the religious principles and the knowledge. Dharma Jnana Adibhi Sah. And there was a darkness pervading all around this material world. Now if you try to find out something in a darkness, it is very, very difficult. And when you try to search, if some weapons are kept inside the dark room, it will harm you. That weapons can be used as a protective shield, but if it is in the darkness, that can harm your own self. So when Lord went back to Golok Vrindavan along with Dharma and man, there was a prevalent darkness. But when sun arises, the darkness is dispelled. So Krishna went back to his own abode, but what has happened? To show compassion, to show light to this, the people in this world, Pura Narko Adunidita. The sun of Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen, and that sun is dissipating the darkness of the hour and offering a stable platform to practice religious principles, and also offering a transcendental knowledge which can establish our sambandha with the Lord. Also in the end of the Srimad, in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam is glorified తదేవరమ్యం రుచిరన్నవన్నవం తదేవ శశ్వం మనసో మహోత్సవం తదేవ శోకార్ణవ శోషణం వినాం యదోత్తమ శ్లోక యశోను గీయతే. దిస్ భాగవతం తదేవ రమ్యం రుచిరం నవం నవం. అట్ ఎవ్రీ స్టెప్ యు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ న్యూర్ అండ్ న్యూర్ టేస్ట్. తదేవ రమ్యం రుచిరం నవం నవం తదేవ శశ్వం మనసో మహోత్సవం. అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫెస్టివల్ ద రీడింగ్ the taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam is the festival for the mind. Manaso Mahotsavam, we all are attracted to festivals, so let our mind be attracted to this biggest festival which has been offered to all of us. Manaso Mahotsavam, Mahotsav keeps you busy, isn't it? Recently we celebrated Radhashtami, everyone was engaged in the service, they were busy. How to celebrate this Mahotsav? How to give great experience to the devotees? Similarly, this Bhagavatam is a Mahotsav for the mind, which keeps you engaged, which will not make you distracted to the fantasy of the material world. Manaso Mahotsavam Tada Eva శోకార్ నవ శోషణం వినా. ద పొటెన్సీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇస్ దాట్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ డ్రైజ్ అవే ద ఓషన్. అండ్ విచ్ ఓషన్? ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ లామెంటేషన్. శోకార్ నవ, ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ డ్రౌన్ ఇన్ ద శోక, ద లామెంటేషన్. అన్లిమిటెడ్ లామెంటేషన్ హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ. And that ocean has been sucked or has been dried by this king of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tada eva shokar nava shosha nam vinam yada uttama shloka nugiyate. And what Srimad Bhagavatam is giving? Srimad Bhagavatam is giving nothing but the glorification of Lord Shri Krishna. Throughout the Bhagavatam, you will experience, you will hear that glorification of Lord Sri Krishna. Yada uttama shloka nugiyate. So that is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also Srila Sanatana Goswami has written few verses to praise Srimad Bhagavatam. సర్వ శాస్త్రాబ్ద పీయూష సర్వ వైదేక దృక్ఫల సర్వ సిద్ధాంత రత్నాట్య సర్వ లోకేక దృక్ప్రద సర్వ భాగవత ప్రాణ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత ప్రభో కలి ద్వాంతోదితాదిత్య శ్రీకృష్ణ పరివర్తిత. దట్ దిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇస్ అ Sri Krishna Parivartita. Sri Krishna has come in the form of a book. Lord Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Parivartita. Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu. This Bhagavatam is a life of devotees of the Lord. Sarva Bhagavata Prana. And what is this? This is Sarva Shastrabdha Piyusha. The nectar which is available in all the scriptures, it is available in this scripture. Sarva Shastrabdha Piyusha. Sarva Vaidaika Drikpalam. This is the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literature. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya. This is the mine of all the jewels, all the philosophies which are there in the world. The best of the philosophy is given in this Bhagavatam. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya. This is a mine of jewels. सर्वलोकैक दृक्पदम. So offering auspiciousness to all the devotees, all the people in this world. So this is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we try to take shelter of this scripture, Shri Jiva Goswami is describing Srimad Bhagavatam as a Sarva Pramana Chakravarti. This is the king of all the evidences, all the pramanas someone is aspiring. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, and that Srimad Bhagavatam is discussing in this 11th canto about three modes of material nature. So one day, I asked my father for some money. Please give me some money. And he was taken aback when I asked him, because the reason was something funny. I asked him money to purchase pakoras which was sold close by to our own restaurant. So he was little taken aback. I cook the best of the pakoras and people come for eating pakoras in our restaurant, and you are asking me money to purchase pakoras which was sold close by on the thela or the stall. But somehow or other I had developed taste to eat that pakoras which was sold on the thela. And my father told me that, see, it was of a lower quality and it was not properly cooked, but still somehow or other I had become attached to it. That still my father gave me money and I kept eating that. But he had also given me knowledge that, see, the pakoras which they cook, means that stall where that person cooks, is of a lower quality. And eventually one day, what he did, the pakoda the stall wala was cooking, it was of, like earlier I used to like that, it was onion pakoda, you know. But in our restaurant it was not cooked. My father would not cook because of some other things. But the pakoras which he was cooking, it was really which I did not like. But one day what he did, he cooked the onion pakoras, kanda pakoda, for me specially, so that I can get rid of that lower quality pakoras and get attracted to the pakoras which was cooked in our restaurant. So he come down his one notch, like he leveled down his qualities, and he himself cooked that pakoda and gave it to me. And then that day I realized, okay, this also tastes better. And then eventually, slowly, I gave up that habit of eating pakoras on the stall. And the knowledge which he had given me earlier, that is not of a good quality. So one day I saw that with my eyes, the person who was cooking that pakoda, he washed his hand in the water which was close by, and the same water he used for battering, and with the same batter he cooked the pakoda. So then that knowledge which he told me, it was of lower quality, then I realized, my God, really, I could see that with my own eyes, that how it is of low quality. And then slowly, detachment develop, and then I don't even look, even if it is a good, somebody cooking somewhere. And this is what actually here Lord Krishna is mentioning all about, that tattat sattvikam evesham yadyat vriddha prachakshate nindanti tamasam tattat rajasham tad upekshitam. That among the 10 items I have just mentioned, the great sages who understand Vedic knowledge have praised and recommended those that are in the mode of goodness, criticized and rejected those in the mode of ignorance, and shown indifference to the mode of passion. So Lord Krishna, here we can see how considerate he is for each and every living entity in this world. He is not randomly and unnaturally giving everything equal to everyone. Even the scriptures which is been given, they are given in the different modes or as per the conditioning of that particular living entity. So that particular living entity which is attached to eating some lower quality pakoras, so that from that level they can go forward. And those who are already attached to the higher grades, for them also there are better challenges so that they can progress. So just think, in a school, if all the classes is of the same standard, what will happen in that school? No one will progress. No one will go forward. So most of the time people get confused. Why in Vedic society there are different things mentioned in different scriptures? That confuses people a lot. Why not have only one book which can tell you everything? Okay, this is thing we have to do. We have to do these things. But what happens when only one thing is given? You bring people to the one level and after that there is no progress at all. And that happens in Abrahamic religion. You bring people to the one level and after that, what is that? Actually, one time, all the clergymen or the people, they called Michelangelo, who was drawing, who was best sculptor. So they called him one day and told him that we want to draw a picture of a God who is giving knowledge or divinity to the human being. So the natural question he asked to the people, the priests, that can you give me some description of God? And they started scratching their heads. What is the description of God at all? So they said, God means the oldest person. And he took a clue from them that God is the oldest person. And so he drew the picture that is still there. That God is very old person having a beard, long beard, long white beard, which is touching his knees. Generally hand touches the knees, but the beard is touching the knees of a God because he is the oldest person. Old person, what is the description of an old person at all? Who has a white hair, white beard, and it is growing. And the person, the human being who is receiving knowledge from him is seen as a beautiful person or handsome, very stout, healthy. Actually, people get more attracted to the human being than the God when the knowledge is stunt like this, when the complete knowledge is not given. So Vedic literature, they gives you the knowledge according to the level of a person, and they raise you from that place and take you to the higher realms. Somebody is in ignorance, let us come in, come to the platform of passion. From that passion, let him come to the goodness, and from that goodness, he should transfer himself to the transcendental goodness, Shuddha Sattva. So here, Vriddha Prachakshate, the sages, they utilize criticism, rejection, for what? To inspire living entity to move forward. So Vedic sages like Vyasdev himself has compiled all this thing. But he is also saying, just like father, he told me, that this thing is not good. Please have a taste for this. Similarly, Vriddha Prachakshate, those who are expert, they know what is beneficial for living entity who is attached to have a lower kind of sense enjoyment. So therefore, here in this verse, the Vedic society which tries to bring everyone to the fold of Vedic gamut or Vedic scriptures, but also gives them different things to make them progress from the platform where they are. And therefore, those who are in the mode of ignorance and passion, they should try to come to this stable platform of sattva. Just think about it, that if you have to walk, recently there was a rainy season, it's just getting over, so there is one place, we have a bases in different places of Mumbai. So the base, there is one base in Chembur, so where generally I go, so that place is situated, there is a veranda outside of that place. In that veranda, it is open veranda, and as rain was falling, the water got locked, and the floor became little wet. And whenever there is a wet floor, so the moss gathered over there, and platform, that floor became little slippery. So, whenever I used to walk, I walk little fast. So, I would walk without any thought, and I would walk and would go inside the base. But after this floor got wet, and moss had gathered over there, so it had become slippery. So one day when I was walking with the same speed, I slipped on that floor. The floor was same, but what had happened? It has become slippery. It was not stable to walk. So similarly, when a sadhaka, the practitioner, does not have a stable platform, if it is his practice is under the mode of passion and ignorance, so there are a lot of chances to slip from that practices and enter into dark reason. So therefore here, Lord Krishna is advising, even to a practitioner, it's not that those who are in the mode of ignorance and passion, they only have to come to the sattva, and the sadhaka has to just see and watch what will happen. No, we have to be very, very careful, even being a sadhaka, the practitioner of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada, again and again, had warned us, we have to be careful. And that is what Lord Krishna is also warning all of us, that be careful. Whatever you use, how you interact with these modes of material nature matters a lot for your practice of Krishna consciousness. Actually, this verse, interestingly, see, Satvikyan Nema Seveda Puman Sattva Vivrdhe Tato Dharmas Tato Jnanam Yava Smriti Aponam, that Dharma gives knowledge, Jnanam, Smriti, remembrance, and apanamcha, forgetfulness of our identity with the body. That what a dharma gives to all of us. In Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter, 15th verse, Krishna talks about these three things. Sarvasya chaham radisannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanamcha. That Mattar smritir jnanam apohanamcha. Vedeshcha sarve rameva vidyo vedanta kridveda videva chaham. From me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So when somebody is taking shelter of Lord Krishna, and from him comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness, then why we have to be bothering about all these things? That question naturally arises in the practitioners of Krishna consciousness. Why we have to be so careful about coming in the mode of goodness? Krishna also, our acharyas also have explained us that devotional service or practicing of bhakti is that always falling short of two fingers. The practice means one's endeavor, a practitioner has to endeavor, and then Krishna's mercy will follow. This is the process of devotional service. And that we learn in 10th canto how Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. But she was not successful. So here, what we have to understand, Krishna himself is advocating all these principles. Where we have to endeavor to come to this level. And after we endeavor, then Krishna will take part. Krishna will show his mercy. First you show yourself that you are trying to come to this mode of sattva. You are trying to raise yourself. Show your endeavors. And then that verse which Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita, matta jnanam apavanam cha, smriti jnanam apavanam cha, will follow. So, a sadhaka has to endeavor. And this verse Krishna, in 9th chapter of this 11th canto, while talking to Uddhava, Lord Krishna had spoken this, that yasmin mano labdha padam tadetta chane shane vanganchati karmarenum satvena vriddena rajastamaschas vidhuya nirvanam upaiti anindam. That yasmin mano labdha padam tachas, that how a mind can be controlled. It is only by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, mind can be controlled. There is no other technique available in this world. It can give you temporary relief, but for a permanent solution for mind control, this is the only one thing. Focusing, fixing it on the yan mano labdha padam. There is no other option available. But to do that, what Krishna says, channe shanir munchati karmarenu. A living entity, that mind, actually, what is mind all about? Mind is nothing but the medium, a subtle medium of reflection. Just like there is a gross medium of reflection is a mirror. In front of you go a mirror and immediately it will tell you what exactly you are. Where is the fault? So similarly, this mind is a subtle reflection of a living entity. And what it is supposed to reflect, because mind is a product of goodness. When in third canto it has been described that mind was generated in the mode of goodness. And being a product of mode of goodness, what it should reflect? It should reflect the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But what will happen? Esha prakriti sangena purushasya viparyaya. But because it's an association with the modes of material nature, esha prakriti sangena, Sangha has happened with the material nature. So what has happened? Purushasya vichparyaya. This mind is reflecting, instead of Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is it is reflecting? It is reflecting sense object. And therefore, when the mind is reflecting sense object, living entity is running to catch that reflection. And this sangha has happened because of the modes. These modes of material nature. And to get rid of that reflection of sense objects, that sense enjoyment, Krishna had told Uddhava in 9th chapter that a living entity has to sattvena vriddhena, has to increase his goodness so that living entity can have a clarity of purpose, purity of action and thoughts. And that is possible only in the mode of goodness. And these modes are majors. They are the majors. And most of the time we get bewildered. What exactly modes? Where are they? Are they binding? But I am free at all. Isn't it? I can move. I can do anything whatever I want. How am I bound to these ropes, the gunas? Actually, the modes of material nature, they does not bind your body. What they generally binds is your subtle body. Mind, intelligence and false ego. And according to that, a living entity is pulled and pushed in different ways. So that mind which is attached to the lower enjoyments, therefore Krishna told Uddhava, it is possible, reflection is only possible, or thought process, the right thinking, the knowledge can be only acquired when sattva vriddhi happens, the mode of goodness increases. Unless that mode of goodness increases, acquiring knowledge, understanding, processing becomes difficult. And therefore many times people say, "Arey, aapke jo scriptures hai, aapke jo ye shastra hai, wo samajhte hi nahi. Samajhte nahi kyunki wo rajas aur tamas mein jee rahe hain." People are living in the mode of ignorance and passion. How can they understand the scriptures? How can they understand the knowledge, which is the function of the goodness? Therefore, sattva vriddhi, Krishna advocates sattva vriddhi in 9th chapter, but does not leave that topic. Then again, he picks up that here. He gives the detailed description how a living entity can increase his sattva. And in today's purport, Prabhupada disciples, they gives a detailed description. How water, simple water, the deformation in water can create difficulties. Water, this is water, pure water, which can quench our thirst. There are Coca-Cola, there is a Pepsi, there is all other thing, Fanta and all other thing. That will lead to fantastic material illusion, the kingdom of illusion. The change of taste. Therefore, a sadhaka also has to be very, very careful how he is interacting with this material ingredients. Because these modes are nothing but interaction of a conscious spirit with the unconscious matter. A living entity, how he interacts with unconscious matter. And therefore Krishna is advocating. Because these three gunas are all pervading. And Maya is not just powerful. It is all powerful. And Maya, the material energy, works through these three gunas. Modes of material nature. So we have to create a conducive environment so that our practices can help us, can create that stable platform to rise to the Shuddha Sattva, transcendental mode of pure goodness. And therefore we, everything like our devotional service is not a 2020 cricket match, isn't it? It's not that one day or two day or in a 1 week we have to perform. It is a long practice, a test game. And in 2020 you require passion or ignorance, or sometimes you have to forget everything around you and you have to just focus. You need a passion. But to play a test match, you really have to have a sattva. You have to control your thoughts. You have to control your strokes. Without that, you cannot stay on pitch. And that also, not that sometimes we may think as a sadhaka, okay, yaar, now I am attending morning program and then now I am already in a transcendental mode of goodness, Shuddha Sattva. So I can take anything, whatever I like. But no, when a cricketer, a player who is playing match, if he hits 6 on first ball, so he does not become casual, which is the after 5 deliveries, the deliveries which are going to come. There are 5 balls still remaining. So even if we think, I am now doing everything properly, so I need not have to be careful about the modes of material nature. No, 5 deliveries are still coming to go. And one of me can bowl you or can take your wicket. So a sadhaka has to be careful. Are one who does, even if you hit 6 on the first ball, we might attend our morning program properly, still we have to be careful. So what to speak of the person who is performing his transcendental services in between the baller is taking run up? How careful that person has to be. The baller has gone to run up and tell that during that time I am chanting, I am performing my transcendental activities. How careful that person must be that the next delivery is going to come. So therefore, here Krishna is very, very considerate that every living entity has to practice this Krishna consciousness for longer period of time. Otherwise, we have seen people come with the big, big bang and after some time, they disappear from the practice of devotional service. And today's atmosphere is full of rajas and tama. Everywhere you go, the consciousness is dragged down with the even with the best practices. So surrounding is so contaminated. So one has to be very, very careful how we are dealing with this material nature, and take care one by one with the items mentioned in this. Krishna mentioned 10 items. How time is influenced, how water is influenced, how different atoms are influenced. So utilize them for creating a stable platform and transcend to the Shuddha Sattva. So that is the message Krishna is giving through this verses and this section of Srimad Bhagavatam to Uddhava. Sattva Vriddhi. Increase the mode of goodness and that will create a stable platform. So I will stop here. Kindly forgive me if anything I have spoken beyond my realization. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Vai Gaur Premanande.